Text numéro 22. China sends unmanned craft into space. A Chinese Long March rocket has blasted off, propelling an unmanned spacecraft into orbit in the next step towards the country's ambitious plans for a manned space station. The Shenzhou 8 was launched at dawn from the North Gobi Desert, entering orbit successfully, the official Xinhua news agency reported. It should dock with the Tiangong 1 module within 2 days, more than 200 miles above Earth. Mastering the technology of rendezvous and docking will lay a firm foundation for China to build a space station. Zhao Jianping, the chief designer of China's manned space engineering project, told Xinhua. Once we have mastered this technology, we will possess the basic technology and capacity to build a space station, and this will open up possibilities for even larger activities in space. This is a real breakthrough in technology, said Dr. Gregory Kulaki of the Union of Concerned Scientists, UCS. To dock a spacecraft will involve a wide-ranging number of capabilities that mark a really big leap, much more so than just taking a spacewalk. Kulaki is a senior analyst and China project manager at the UCS, which focuses on the security implications of the space program. They are repeating things that the US and Soviet Union did 40 years ago, but it will give them the capability to complete their long-standing plans to have a Chinese-owned and occupied space station in lower Earth orbit by the beginning of the next decade. Engineers want to be sure they can create and maintain the conditions, such as the right pressure and humidity, required for humans to live on a space station for long periods. Zhou, the project designer, said the space station would weigh 60 tons, which is considerably less than the 400-ton International Space Station, and the country was still developing a rocket capable of delivering the components needed. The Shenzhou 8 is carrying an experimental facility developed by German and Chinese scientists. According to the German space agency DLR, plants, bacteria and human cancer cells will be exposed to zero gravity and space radiation for nearly 3 weeks, as scientists seek to explore questions such as how gravity affects biological processes and how the immune system could be strengthened. In one experiment, Chinese and German researchers are jointly studying a miniature ecosystem with algae and fish. They hope to develop a biological life support system to produce oxygen and food and to treat water for longer space missions. In another, scientists will investigate the crystallization of medically relevant proteins in space. They are interested in the development of new substances to target the MRSA superbug and the parasites that cause malaria. Adapted from Guardian.co.uk, November 2011.